This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go on this Monday, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Operator, Tyler standing by. Dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. And we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Peter King will join us coming up in a little bit. That's a little bit. He was at the Raiders camp, the Buffalo Bills camp, and he has 18 more stops. So we'll talk to Peter King. Lamar Jackson in the on-deck circle waiting for his contract. Will it happen before the season starts? And is it more along the lines of a Deshaun Watson deal, or is it going to be like Kyler Murray? Peter will join us coming up in about 20 minutes. In an hour in 20 minutes, Charles Barkley will join us. A few things to talk to Charles about. Not only the possibility of him going to the LIV Tour, maybe leaving TNT to go to the LIV Tour, but also what's going on with the Celtics and the Nets. This, about an hour ago, Woj had a bomb that said the Celtics have emerged among teams engaged in talks on a possible deal to acquire Kevin Durant. Still in the exploratory stage here, but this is what I found interesting. The Celtics were the ones who reached out to the Nets. The Nets had been reaching out, at least reportedly reaching out, saying, hey, you want Kevin Durant? What are you going to give us? The Celtics were proactive here. Now, I don't know if this is just at the beginning part of it. It feels that way. But the Miami Heat and Phoenix Suns and the Raptors, they're trying varying degrees of interest here in Durant to see if they can pull off a deal. Now, the possibility of a deal for Durant to Boston would include Jaylen Brown, not Jason Tatum. And then there would be draft picks in there. Unprotected draft picks. There'd probably be a couple other players involved in that. Got to make the salaries work as well. But that's about an hour ago that Woj had the bomb about the possibility of the Nets and the Boston Celtics maybe pulling off a deal. Now, he did caution everybody here. He's just reporting that the Celtics have had talks with the Nets. That's it. I'm sure that the Suns did. I'm sure the Raptors have. I'm sure that the Miami Heat have. But you have details here. That's the difference. That you actually have players that we know that that's the guy or those are the guys and this is what they want. But if I'm the Boston Celtics, and yes, you want Kevin Durant, and if you could give up Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown has 2 more years on his contract. You might lose him after 2 years. And if you want to throw in Grant Williams, you want to throw in some draft picks. Now, there's another report that said that they're looking at Marcus Smart, that the Nets would like to have Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and maybe another player and some draft picks. If I'm the Nets and I'm trading Kevin Durant, I want to get Jason Tatum. That's it. I want Jason Tatum. The Nets may go, hey, you know what? We're not in an advantageous situation here. Well, you are. You got Kevin Durant under contract. Just keep him. That's all. How badly does he want out? I also find it interesting, ironic, as they might say, that here's Kevin Durant maybe leaving the Nets, leaving Kyrie behind to go to the Celtics, and then some of the Celtics who played with Kyrie would then be going to the Nets to play with Kyrie. That's pretty good. That's kind of delicious there. But right now, just the exploratory, the beginning, the embryonic stages of maybe a trade here. But if I start to look at this and I go, okay, who am I getting? Who am I building around? That's if I look at it from the Nets, because we always look at it from the other side of things where you go, boy, the Celtics could get Kevin Durant. Okay, what do the Nets get in return? Because KD's going to go there. Jaylen Brown, okay, good player. And if the Celtics had won the title, might have been the MVP in the finals. Was far better than Jason Tatum. You got Marcus Smart, kind of figured out his role. You brought in Malcolm Brogdon to Boston, so you do have the possibility of Malcolm Brogdon being your starting point guard, not coming off the bench. You want to throw in a big man. You want to throw in somebody defensive-minded, Robert Williams. I mean, throw in whoever and some draft picks there. If I'm the Nets, I need a little bit more there. But if I'm the Celtics, do I do it? Do I give up Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams? Here's the other part is if you're involved in the trade talks, like Jaylen Brown is probably going, oh, should I take this as a compliment that it's me for Kevin Durant, sort of? Or does he go, I'm not staying here no matter what. If I don't get traded, I'm not staying here. You know, you don't value me. I was our best player in the NBA Finals. Now you want to send me to the Nets for Kevin Durant? But let's say you look at it as 3-year window. Because that's how I would look at this. I'm going to get Kevin Durant for 3 years. Do I say that's enough for 3 years? Because I got the ages of these players for the Celtics. If I factor that in, they're all young. And if I could have Jaylen Brown, who I'd love to see what he does outside of Jason Tatum. You got a 25-year-old potential superstar. And maybe benefited by being, you know, a Pippen to Tatum's Jordan. But Tatum's 24. Tatum is the next Kevin Durant, perhaps. That's where I would still say, look, we'll trade you KD, but we want Jason Tatum back. We'll take less in return, but I'm going to guess that conversation doesn't last that long. But you put KD in there with Jason Tatum and then surround him with whatever you have left over. And I was curious what DraftKings would have. Now, here's the potential. Now, this is based off the potential for a trade. Title odds have shifted. The Celtics are an even larger favorite to win next year's NBA title. So on the 12th of this month, the Celtics were plus 550 to win it all. Boston's now plus 500. The second best odds, Clippers and the Warriors at plus 600. Well, if you're Boston And right now you're the favorites to win the NBA title. Why do you trade for Kevin Durant? You got Tatum. You got Brown. Brogdon came in. Marcus Smart. I think I got a good team. Got a good coach. I would stand pat. I mean, KD is great to have. Wonderful player. One of the great players of all time. I don't want to give up too much to get him. And then maybe you don't have the depth to win a championship here. And Golden State certainly won because of the depth that they had. And they didn't even play. Kuminga and Wiseman was injured. But having Wiggins and Poole to help out with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. I mean, that's why they won the title. And it feels like it's two really good players, superstars, and then depth. Because you know, sometimes you go for the big three. I would stay with the, you know, the big two and then have depth there if I'm Boston. As much as, you know, you would love to have KD, I'd rather keep Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum together. Unless they don't like each other, unless their games are very, very similar, and then you think you got to do something different. But I don't know what it's going to mean for KD and Jason Tatum getting along out there, playing the same position. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think that it's going to be so awkward if none of this happens and they go back to training camp.
Yeah.
And Brad Stevens is like, hey, Jalen, how's it going? What do you mean, how's it going?
How was your offseason?
No, how was your offseason, Brad? Disappointed, I'm sure.
Yeah. But if I'm the Nets, I want Jason Tatum. If I'm the Celtics, I would stand pat. I would. I know that sounds crazy to turn down Kevin Durant, but what do I give up in return, and do I have enough to win a championship? Yeah, Paulie.
According to Shams Charania of The Athletic, an hour ago, he reported the Boston Celtics offered Jaylen Brown for Durant in that package, and the Nets are the ones who turned it down. As of right now, the Nets turned it down. So the Celtics wanted it.
The Celtics want, yeah, they want KD, but they're giving up Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that officially the Nets passed on that deal an hour ago, according to The Athletic.
Yeah, and I understand it. If I can keep Jason Tatum and then I got Durant, sure. Now, is Marcus Smart in there? Is Robert Williams? I mean, I don't know who else is going to be thrown in there. But right now, it's just the start. And, of course, it's on a Monday and it's early, so everybody's going to fly with this
today.
It's
just discussion. It's just talks. Okay? It's nothing.
No. I don't know how serious it is. It might be one of those where, you know, I growing up, I remember calling girls to go out on a date. We never went out on a date, but we did talk about maybe going out on a date.
I feel like the word exploratory is being used.
They're more calls. They're just exploratory.
Hey, what are you doing? Would you want to go to the football game? It's not like we were getting married, but that's what it feels like. Anything that has to do with Durant, certainly this time of the year, then all of a sudden it's going to go from 0 to 60. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter, available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Go to danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out, bottom right corner. We have 65,000 hardcore members who have signed up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Let's see. Anything else that is front burner stuff? We'll talk football with Peter King coming up. Charles Barkley will stop by. NFL training camps, they will all be open by Tuesday. I still don't understand the staggered start. And shouldn't we allow the teams that aren't very good to start earlier? I got to talk to Peter about that. David Ortiz got inducted into the Hall of Fame yesterday. I don't understand this. Why not have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in the morning? Let's say from 11 till 1, 10 until 1, however long it lasts. If you have games on a Sunday and they're in the afternoon or in the evening, why have the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies while they're playing baseball? So when Big Poppy was being introduced yesterday, the Red Sox were playing. How about you do this in April? How about you do this to start the season? The NFL does this, where you have the players who are going to be there Hall of Fame weekend in August, start the season, have a football game there. Why not have, you know, the I don't know, the World Series teams play the start of the season, have Hall of Fame weekend. But, or, you know, like Big Poppy being introduced, you know, giving his speech, that you have that on the Jumbotron there at Fenway while they're taking BP, that the fans who didn't go could watch it. That's all. Hardcore fans are going to watch the game. But celebrate the game. Don't, hey, you know, we got a game going on, and, oh, the induction ceremony? There are times when I see things and I go, this is so obvious that maybe it's not so obvious. Like, you're going, doesn't that make sense? Have it in the morning where it's a little cooler than staying outside where it's really hot. You know, upstate New York, afternoon, hot. Yeah, Marv.
And the way the Red Sox, the way their weekend went,
ooh,
they would have much rather watched anything else, yeah, besides them, the Red Sox playing baseball.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how you can do it with Discover. Redeem your rewards in cash at any time, any amount. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right. So Peter King will join us. See, you got a poll question for us?
Sure. Well, we could do one off of what you were just talking about with Kevin Durant. Better duo, Durant Tatum or Brown Tatum, or even Kyrie Durant.
Well, the Kyrie part of this is interesting, too, because if you get Jaylen Brown, do I need Marcus Smart? I guess if he's going to play a true point guard, and then I got Kyrie playing the two. Yeah, Seton.
I just love the idea that Kevin Durant and Kyrie get together in Brooklyn. Kevin Durant would then leave to go to the Celtics, where Kyrie just left, yeah, because he didn't want to play with those dudes. And now he's going to end up playing with the guys from the Celtics that he left originally because Kevin Durant left him.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com.
What a tangled web we weave.
Yeah, that player empowerment here. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk some football with Peter King. Barkley joins us in an hour from now. We'll take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. I just mentioned Discover, real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something you actually want, something you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year, and they do that automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cashback. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, like Fritzy, do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Play of the day coming up. Settle on a poll question as well. A lot of people want to talk about the possibility of a Kevin Durant trade to the Boston Celtics. Right now in the exploratory stages, all right, Woj had that this morning. Right now, it's just a conversation. And he even downplayed that. Not exactly a Woj bomb, but certainly something that could potentially lead to something a little bit bigger here. But Jaylen Brown's involved in it, not Jason Tatum. And if I'm the Nets, I certainly want to hear Jason Tatum's name, and you're not going to. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Peter King is going to join us momentarily. Peter went to see the Raiders, went to see the Buffalo Bills. Here is a comment from Devontae Adams talking about going from one Hall of Fame quarterback in Green Bay to a Hall of Fame quarterback with the Raiders.
I mean, anytime you change quarterbacks from, you know, a Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, you go, you know, Stabler to Rich Gannon or whoever you go to, it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. And, you know, both are great players and great to be around. So I'm just enjoying that process and getting better myself, you know, trying to do as much as I can to help these guys go out there and win as many games as we can.
That's courtesy of CBS Sports HQ. Peter King was with the Raiders, of course, the great columnist for Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com. What'd you make of those comments that I'd like that he believes in Derek Carr, but Hall of Fame quarterback?
I mean, you know, what's he going to say? Go from a Hall of Fame quarterback to a nice quarterback? I mean, come on. I mean, I'll just say this, Dan. We live in an age where every athlete knows that being absolutely, totally honest and saying that, hey, you know, I was with one of the top 10 quarterbacks of all time in Aaron Rodgers, and now I'm going to a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. I'm really happy. I'm fortunate to be able to do it. But let's face it, Derek Carr's not Aaron Rodgers. I mean, so he can't say that. So he then has to say something that obviously is a stretch, but I don't know. It goes in one ear and out the other to me.
Explain to me the love for the Raiders so far. It feels like the media is on this bandwagon early. Are you buying the Raider hype?
Well, they made the playoffs last year, and in their only playoff game last year, they were very competitive and almost beat the champion of the AFC, the eventual champion of the AFC. They added the best receiver in football and a transcendent, for them anyway, pass rusher to team with Max Crosby. I mean, why wouldn't you be excited about the Raiders? I think the Raiders have a chance to be really good. Unfortunately, really good, you also might have to overcome going 2-4 or 3-3 in your division. What's going to be really interesting, I think, there's a bunch of early games that are fun, but like Josh McDaniels told me over the weekend, he goes, you should go to that, our first game of the year. And I had to think for a minute, Raiders at Chargers. Yeah. He goes, that's really going to be a great game. Yeah. Because the Chargers obviously made a lot of improvements this offseason, and the Raiders made improvements this offseason. So every team in that division is going to be better. So even if the Raiders are better, it doesn't necessarily mean they're even going to be a playoff team. But I like what I saw when I saw them this weekend.
But you talk about teams getting better. Did the Chiefs get better?
No, they didn't. They're the one, but they've won the division 6 years in a row. So, you know, somebody's still going to have to knock off the king. Anytime you have Patrick Mahomes and Kelce, and obviously a very diminished receiver core, but, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster and this rookie Sky Moore, I think, is going to be an impact player. And we'll see about Marquez Valdez-Scantling. But they're going to be good enough on offense. It's like everybody's saying, well, you know, the Packers without Devontae Adams, they're not going to be as good. Has Aaron Rodgers always figured this stuff out? Yes, he does. So when I did my 32 teams, 32 questions in the column today, I wrote about the Packers special teams and Rich Bisaccia coming in. To me, that's the biggest thing that they have to deal with. They lost a playoff game to a weak offensive team in San Francisco. At home, they lost it because they couldn't play special teams. So that, to me, is a bigger question right now in Green Bay, because Aaron Rodgers always figures it out.
Deebo Samuel situation, kind of quiet.
I don't know, Dan. It strikes me that John Lynch is really going to try to get something done under the radar to try to keep Deebo Samuel happy. Look, in the past, some players in search of a new contract report to training camp, don't practice, and just go to all the meetings. And so to not have a war with that player, a lot of times the team just grits his teeth and says, okay, just come to meetings and stay here and we won't find you. I don't know if that's what Deebo Samuel is going to do or not.
If you're Lamar Jackson's camp, what happens? Is there an initiative on your part, or are you waiting for the Ravens to act on a contract extension?
You know, Dan, I've said all along that to me, I'd like to see Lamar Jackson play well in the postseason before paying him more money than Patrick Mahomes. And I still feel that way. He's played four playoff games. He has not played well in any one of those four games. And, you know, you're not signing a guy for the long term because he can play well in October. You think you sign him because you think he can lead you to a championship. Now, it could be that the Ravens might say, OK, we'll risk it. We'll sign him for 4 years, $47 million a year, whatever it is, because if he does win a Super Bowl or plays great in the playoffs, then all of a sudden it's a Flacco situation. we don't even remember this. We don't even think about this. But one decade ago, Joe Flacco was the first $20 million player in NFL history. It seems almost laughable to think about that now.
Yeah.
But he's the first $20 million player in history because he bet on himself and he said, I'm going to win the Super Bowl next year, be a free agent, and they're going to have to break the bank for me. That's what they did. If I were Jackson, I wouldn't mind doing that.
If I gave you a five-year contract to give to either Kyler or Lamar, you had to give it to one of those two.
I'd probably give it to Lamar because I just, you know, there's something about Kyler that worries me a bit. You know, he's a small human being, relatively speaking. Not that, you know, Lamar Jackson is a sequoia, but, you know, Kyler Murray is going to, you know, part of his game is his legs, as is, you know, the same thing with Jackson. But I fear Kyler Murray. I don't think they're very different in terms of what they can produce over the course of a season, but I worry a little bit about Murray staying healthy.
We're talking to Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist and, of course, contributor with NBC Sports. The market for Jimmy Garoppolo is what?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I keep thinking that he'll end up in Seattle, and maybe he will, but the smartest thing for Jimmy Garoppolo to do is right now to just tell the 49ers, don't do anything. I don't want to go anywhere till Labor Day, even if I go somewhere then, because remember, you know, in 2015 when the Sam Bradford thing happened, you know, Teddy Bridgewater gets hurt in Minnesota and Sam Bradford gets traded for a gold mine, turned out to be a great deal for the Eagles because Carson Wentz was ready to play whatever year that was. I think it was 16, maybe 17. I forget. But I think if I were him, unless I got some assurance from Seattle that I really had a chance to be the long-term guy, I would, if I were him, I'd rather wait till to see what everybody's health is on Labor Day weekend.
You were with the Buffalo Bills. It seemed like it was boy band crazy for Josh Allen up there with what the fans hope for, wish for, expect out of Josh Allen.
I haven't seen a reaction to a player in training camp like that. I don't know if I don't remember the last time I saw a reaction. They were absolutely bonkers for Josh Allen. He's become... You know, Sean McDermott said something very interesting to me yesterday because I complimented him. Remember in May when there was the grocery store slaughter in Buffalo and the Bills, they took like five buses. Everybody in the organization came in and Stephon Diggs flew in. He wasn't even at their minicamp and he flew in to be able to go and be with his teammates there. And Josh Allen stood up and he was the spokesman for the team, not the coach, not the GM, not the owner. It was Josh Allen was the spokesman. He was eloquent. And I think he has become something of a bit of a civic icon there very early in his career. And what I should mention, McDermott said to me, he goes, you know, athletes in a town can be hugely important. He said, remember when David Ortiz stood up at Fenway Park and said, this is our bleeping city. And, you know, and everybody said, oh, geez, I mean, that was, you know, little kids are listening to that. But David Ortiz was saying, hey, look, don't F around with us, man, because we are going to come back with a vengeance. And I think Josh Allen, in what he did around the time of that shooting, really kind of propelled himself into a bit of a civic leader status.
Is the time frame of the season factored in with the decision with Deshaun Watson?
I mean, I thought we'd have a decision by July 25. Obviously, the Browns need to know. And they need to know if they are going to have to go out. I mean, if Sue L. Robinson, the arbitrator, says, I agree, we're going to suspend him for a year. Or I agree with the NFL's case, we're going to suspend him for a year. And then obviously it's going to be appealed and all that, but so they have to know. And again, look, I don't know what the process has been like, but it's time for her to make a decision. She's got to do it this week.
Pete, good to talk to you. Off to the Patriots coming up later this week.
Yeah, going to the Patriots, and then going to see the Browns also and the Steelers, and then 18 teams total in about the next 3.5 weeks.
What happens when you cross paths with Belichick?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in 15 years. So we don't say anything to each other. I don't really know. I have not crossed paths with him many times, and I doubt I will in Foxborough this week.
Have you put in a request to talk to?
Yes, I have a couple of times. He has chosen not to.
We actually reached out to him and we said, only talk Army Navy. That's it. And then the response was, he's considering it. Well, that's as close as we got to Belichick, that he was, I'm considering it.
Hey, look, you know, I mean, that's the hazard sometime in this job. You have an opinion, you write things, people don't like it. They choose not to talk to you. This goes back to the Spygate thing. And, you know, and it's just, that's life. That's life in the big city. And you experience it. I experience it. We're all big people and life goes on.
Anybody else that is on that list, Pete, that you're still waiting to talk to?
There's a few people who have been difficult for me, but I don't think there's anybody else who basically, if I put in a request, wouldn't at least consider talking to me. I'm really not, as you know, Dan, I'm not really the big bad wolf. But I am going to say, like, when I go to Cleveland, I would really like to talk to Deshaun Watson, even though I think his contract is an absolute abomination. I can't believe that the Browns did that. So I'm going to try to talk to all the parties involved. Hopefully I can, but I guess you'll have to look at Football Morning in America next Monday to see how I did.
I'm going to guess that the last 30 seconds might preclude you from talking to Deshaun Watson.
Dan, I've said it 48 times. And it's just the way I feel.
Yep.
I don't have anything against those guys. I like those guys, but you know, I vehemently disagree with what they did.
Safe travels, Pete. Always great to talk to you.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Dan.
That's Peter King, Football Morning in America. We'll find out what he writes next Monday after he visits the Patriots and the Browns and the Steelers. A couple of phone calls in here. Jay in North Carolina. Hi, Jay. Hey, Jay. Well, that's not a good way to start. Gerald in Cooperstown. Hi, Gerald.
DP, long time, first time, 6 foot and way too much.
All right.
Hey, I'm calling about your, it's so obvious that it's not obvious about having the Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Have you ever been up there?
Yes.
Cooperstown.
Yes.
All right. You haven't been there in April or May, I'm guessing.
It's a little breezy.
Anybody?
It's a little breezy. But can you have it indoors up there in Cooperstown?
The thing is, here's the thing with it. This year, and now I haven't lived up there in about, well, I did live there for about two. I grew up there, but went back about 4 or 5 years ago. Coldest winter on record, a foot of snow first weekend in May. And then this past year, you know, I won't even go home. Unless it's August, because I'm just afraid it's going to snow. And I got to get the hell out of here by September because I'm afraid it's going to snow.
But, Gerald, how about we don't have Hall of Fame speeches during games?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. That's ridiculous. I don't understand that at all. That's cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah, they just came off a great All-Star weekend, you know, festive All-Star week. It was great. It was fun. People were talking about it. Celebrate the game. Celebrate the game so people can celebrate it with you. That's all. Yes, it is cold in Cooperstown. Do you have to have it outside? But, you know, football has it. Now, football, I've been to Canton. I've been there for that. And that is a long day. Too long. So much so that they had to, you know, issue, kind of time constraints there. But out August in Canton is rough. But at least they're celebrating the game before they start playing games as you lead into the season. It was weird to see Big Poppy while the Red Sox were playing. It was on. But, you know, maybe it's not a big deal to baseball, but it was just one of those where you go, why don't they do this in a different way, in a better way? We'll take a break. Got our play of the day up next. More phone calls. Charles Barkley will join us coming up next hour here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play of the day.
Oh, I got it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
First pitch swinging left on left, and Raimel Tapia soars it to center. Jaren Duran trying to locate it, and it lands back on the warning track.
Oh boy.
Gurriel and Espinal score. Jansen in as well. Tapia to the plate, and it is a grand slam.
That was one of 28 hits by the Blue Jays. 28 runs. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 28-5. Courtesy of Nesson. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by M-Drive. You trying to get fit this summer? Get M-Drive Boost and Burn. Burn fat, boost energy, supporting healthy testosterone with clinically tested ingredients. Just for my listeners, get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn, only $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. 28-5, they needed Tom Brady. Overcome that deficit, down 28-5. Phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Draymond Green tweeted out, I'm watching the 1998 Bulls versus Utah in the finals. I can't help but notice our 2017 team would have beaten these Bulls by a dub and these Jazz by 40 if they were going to play these brands of basketball. That's why it's dumb to compare eras. Well, I'm not surprised that Draymond Green would say that 2017 Warriors would beat the Bulls. I would have been more surprised if he said we wouldn't have beaten the Bulls. So to me, it's a non-headline. Even though we love to do this, we love to compare generations. The game is different. How you play the game is different. What you're allowed to do, not allowed to do. It's fun to discuss it, but there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to this. If he thinks the 2017 Warriors playing today's basketball would have beaten the Bulls, fine. If those players 2017 were playing the way the game was called back in 1998, I'd like to see that too. And there's, you know, the emphasis on the three-point shot. You know, players evolve. We see that they change in accordance to what you allow them to do or they need to do. Now you have to be able to shoot the three. Back then, you had to be able to play defense, both ends of the floor, far more physical. There wasn't an emphasis on the three-point shot. The big man was still a big man down low. So there's a lot of things that you can discuss, compare and contrast, and that's why it's always going to be a topic of conversation. It's like LeBron in today's game, Michael Jordan back when he played. Michael now, LeBron back then. What would Kareem be like now as opposed to back then? What would Shaq be like now? What would Wilt be like? What would Bill Russell be like? Do you see where J.J. Redick said, he was critical of Bob Cousy saying he played against, you know, firemen and policemen. I don't know if that's technically true or not, but Jerry West came out and said, like, basically, who's J.J. Redick? He averaged 12 points a game. Well, in fairness to J.J., it doesn't matter what he averages. He still played. But what J.J. has to understand is, yes, those guys did have second jobs. And because of those guys, you got to enjoy the riches of the NBA because they kept the NBA going. Because not everybody was making good money back then. In fact, they weren't making good money back then. But because of those players, because of those teams, because of those dynasties, because of those Hall of Famers, you have today's game. So don't be stupid and get lost in, hell, he would have been playing against firemen and, you know, whatever, police officers. Maybe he was because they had to have second jobs. They didn't make this kind of money. So understand the history of the game. And yes, J.J. averaging 12, he still has an opinion. I respect the opinion. So Jerry calling him out because he only averaged 12 points doesn't mean that he doesn't know basketball. He doesn't know the history of it, because then he wouldn't have said that about, you know, Bob Cousy or any of those other players. You know, Sam Jones, Bill Russell. Bill Russell played against these same players. Is he critical of Bill Russell? Is it just Bob Cousy? But Jerry West called out J.J. Redick, say, you average 12 points, basically. Who are you?
So. It's tough when the logo's telling you that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I say.
You know, it's one thing if Mike Greenberg's saying something to you. Kendrick Perkins. All of a sudden, wait, what did the logo say? Yeah, basically called you out.
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, he averaged 12 points a game. Those guys probably smoke cigarettes at halftime. Yeah, probably did. Yeah. You know, today's players might be firing up a bone. All right.
Probably.
Well,
that's a given.
Yeah, we heard about that with some of these players. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Yeah,
it's firing up a bone.
I know. How old and white did I sound there? Marv, how old and white did I sound there?
Out of 10.
Jerry West appreciated the reference.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone Google firing up a bone.
Yes. Bob Cousy appreciated what I said.
He was like, now this guy gets it.
Did you know?
I thought I heard Dan Patrick say fire up a bone. Yes, Marv.
I thought you were going to say reefer.
Oh, the reefer.
The reefer.
Yeah. I remember my dad referred to it as that. The reefer. If I was your age, I'd probably smoke the reefer.
That's definitely generational.
Yes.
My grandmother. Who's smoking reefer in this house? Huh?
Pot. Marijuana. Yes, Paul.
And when you say the reefer, it sounds like some band you're referring
Ladies
to.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reefer. Yeah. Don't fear the reefer. Yeah, all right, maybe it's the reefer. All right, Paulie, you got rookie stats for me.
I have who stats when you want. Rookie edition.
All right.
Marvelous.
I'm bringing who stats back. Yeah. This other row don't know how to act. Yeah. He thinks it's funny when you hit your sack. Pat squid on his head and he did not react. Pat, second row fools. Fritzy Bay. We'll let you pick some if you can't behave.
We never get to it.
Whose do you want, LeBron or MJ? It's only who says makes me feel this way. Just kidding. Second back row. Who's you want? Whose stats do you want? Who's you gonna want? Whose stats do you want with the MVP? Whose stats do you want with the Decker Timmy D? Whose stats do you want with the
All right.
Fantastic.
I don't even think you have to do the who stats after that.
It's going to be a terrible disappointment, I guarantee
you.
I heard a rookie quarterback from last year being kind of ripped, saying the Jets made a mistake. Zach Wilson doesn't look good. He looked terrible his rookie year. They didn't expect him to be good, and they were saying the Jets made a mistake taking Zach Wilson BYU. Whose stats would you want? Quarterback as a rookie. 52% passing, 10 touchdowns, 12 picks, 2,100 yards, quarterback rating of 67. Quarterback 2, 55% passing, 9 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, very similar, 2,300 yards, a little more, quarterback rating of 69.7.
I'm going to guess quarterback 2 is Zach Wilson.
Of the Jets, yes.
Quarterback one is Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
I'm still going to take quarterback one because I know he's made me the best quarterback in the league. Close, though. There's hope for the Jets. Charles Barkley set to join us coming up. One more item as we close out hour one. With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise. And that's to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes they made for us. Those heroes need your help. That's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, even homeless service members. U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Christopher Greer was a firefighter and EMT in Tennessee when he was deployed to Afghanistan. He was only 25 when he gave his life serving our country. Corporal Greer, survived by his wife and their children, Tunnel to Towers paid off the family's mortgage. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in their home, the home that they had with their loved ones. All of this is made possible because of your generosity and support. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.